This week has three Haftorahs, two if you live in Israel. One of them is about the first Passover in the land of Israel. In the desert, the Jews only celebrated Passover once. There are various reasons for this. First, it was contingent upon entering the land of Israel. Second, they had to be circumcised, and circumcision was postponed during their travels in the desert. But when they finally arrived, they celebrated with Joshua the first Passover in the land of Israel. It was right after this Passover that they encircled the walls of Jericho, and it fell after a week, leading the way to the victory of the Israelites over the Canaanite nations. The second Haftorah, which is read outside of Israel, discusses another monumental Passover where King Yoshiah cleans out all the idolatry from Israel and reinstitutes temple service. Part of this revival involved celebrating the festivals again, which started with Passover. In fact, during this Passover, we're told in the Talmud that the prophet Jeremiah brought back some members of the 10 lost tribes. So not only did King Yoshiah bring the nation back to Torah observance, but even some of the lost tribes were reunited with the Jewish people. Finally, the Haftorah read on Shabbat is the famous Valley of Dry Bones. There, the prophet Ezekiel is given a vision of a valley of dry bones, and he's told to prophesy to them, telling them to live again. First, the bodies become whole again, but they don't have any life. So he's told to prophesy a second time, and this time calling for them to have a spirit of life. And he did that, and the bodies were infused with life and spirit. This is a metaphor for the future redemption, both in a literal sense that the dead will rise again and share in the final redemption, but also that we will be reunited and returned from this seemingly hopeless exile back to the land of Israel when Mashiach comes. Allegorically, the bones refer to someone on a low spiritual level. There's no vitality, no spirituality. Nevertheless, God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to them. Likewise, we might think it's pointless to share Torah with other people who seem like dry bones, so to speak. They lack basic knowledge of Torah and its commandments, the meat of Torah, so to speak. And they might even have no Jewish pride or identity, the spirit, so to speak, of Judaism. Yet, we're commanded to prophesy to them and speak to them about Torah and God, even as they are in that state. And it shouldn't necessarily just be one-to-one, but the whole valley. You might think one-to-one is better, so you can devote more attention or more time to them, but we should publicize it as much as possible. And just as Ezekiel's prophecy revivified the valley of dry bones, so too will our fellow man ultimately be revived. And together with them, as it says at the end of the Haftorah, God will redeem us. Have a very happy and sweet Passover, and may we all celebrate together in Jerusalem with Mashiach in the Third Temple this year in Jerusalem.